This is a new podcast, so welcome. And I'm going to be interviewing Justin here from Black Earth United. Justin, do you want to say hi?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
So, Justin, tell me what you do in Black Earth United.
So, Black Earth United is a multimedia creative platform, and we share stories that diverge from the traditional outdoor narrative, and we do that through videos, we do that through podcasting, orating, through products, and we're looking to also write a book.
So what's your business plan for the future?
Oh, that's a great question, Oliver. I mean, I think for the future, I'd like to have an organization like Tyler Perry Studios of the Outdoors, where we just kind of have a community of folks that we work with and continue to tell those outdoor stories.
So, if I'm hearing it correctly, you want to create an outdoor business that sells do-rags. Am I correct about that?
Oh, well, that is going to be our first product, is the do-rag.
So explain to me, how is this do-rag going to be designed, and is it going to be worn for outdoor use?
Yes, it's your traditional do-rag that's been around for over 400 years. What's special about this particular version is that it is geared towards, like you said, the outdoor community. So we've got about four different types right now. We have bamboo and organic cotton are in one bucket. We also have activewear that you can wear when you're playing basketball, you can wear when you're working out, and it absorbs the sweat. We have ones that are water and rain resistant, and we also have a couple that are, and one that are used to protect you from the sun. So they have aloe vera in the fabrication.
Okay, and can you explain to me why you are using organic materials and not byproduct materials?
We're using organic materials because we feel that the earth is something to be honored, and we want to try, especially in the outdoor industry, the fabrics and materials are very harmful for the environment. So we're trying to use things that can offset the usage of those materials that have all these additives in them and have all of the chemicals in them, and trying to figure out ways to work around some of the issues involved in production of apparel. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And if I'm hearing this correctly, you want to create an outdoor business that sells organic do-rags that absorb sweat.
Exactly.
And let's say I'm a newcomer and I have no idea what do-rags are. So what are exactly are do-rags?
That's a great question. Do-rags. Do-rags were used for a lot of different reasons for Black folks. One reason that we use do-rags is for waves. So when you put the do-rag on your head, on your hair, if you have super short hair, to create this look of waves within your hair, it creates a wave pattern. Another reason that we use them is to protect our hair from the elements, because with natural curly hair, your hair can break off super easily. It gets really dry, so it keeps the moisture inside of it. And then another reason we wear it is just for fashion, for looks. It's but it always provides us with a form of care for our hair.
And is your do-rag business, is it going to support Black culture? Is that kind of one of your main goals? Are you going to support Black culture or give it more equality?
That is one of our main pillars, one of our main goals. I think as a Black woman that's worked in the outdoor industry for quite some time now, being able to support and honor Black culture within the outdoors is critically important. So most definitely it is a main component of our organization.
And you work for Columbia, correct?
I do. That is my day job.
And let's say I'm a person in Columbia and I don't like what you're doing. And so I tell the rest of my staff members and we start going against you. How would you feel in that situation when you're up against a lot of other businesses?
Well, I think that's the great thing about our business is it isn't competing with anybody because no one is doing what we're doing. So I would imagine Columbia would be very supportive and would look forward to us getting more people outdoors to buy their jackets and to buy their footwear and all of that. So this is just an added component to the outdoor industry. But to answer your question, if they did, I mean, that would be a hard thing to deal with. And I haven't honestly thought about how that would feel or how I would handle that situation. So I'd have to get back to you on that. It's a great question, Wilbur.
And let's say I'm just a loner guy who has a lot of money because of my great uncle. And I hear about your do-rag business, and so I take it into thought, and I start making a big corporate mess. And then I go after you and trying to get your business. How would you feel when someone recreated your idea, even though that has happened a lot of times in history with Black folks, and people pass the idea off as their own?
They sure have. That is definitely something that has happened a lot within our community. And in full honesty, there isn't a whole lot that we can do about it. All we can do is stay true to ourselves and authentic stories and the relationships that we've built over time and a product that serves the community and gives back to the community in tons of different ways. And I believe very strongly that no one can do it like we can. So we're up for the challenge.
Now, one more thing I want to make sure is, you're a very kind and wonderful woman from what I'm seeing, and let's say you're really, really famous in public, and you have to live isolated because people will try and go after your money, or if you walk out on the street, you will get tackled to the ground. Like, for example, Ruby Bridges and how she had to walk around with armed guards. How would you feel in that situation? Would you feel tense, or would you feel, like, calm and collected? Ruby Bridges was feeling when she was walking down that.
Well, Ruby Bridges is a civil rights leader. And it is nothing compared to what I'm doing by any means. But I can only imagine that I would hope to channel her braveness in order to meet any challenge that I came across.
Thank you, Johnson, for this interview. Coming up next, some mystery about some other Black folks.